I'm just going to use one verse today in my message for you this afternoon. But remember when I was with you a couple of weeks ago, I asked two questions. The first question was, should we go around shouting to the world that we are Christians? Remember that question? And the answer was no, we're not supposed to go out there and shout, hey, I'm a Christian. The second question was, should the world know that we're Christians? And the answer is yes. They should know that we're Christians. Not because we yell it, or we say it out loud with a bullhorn or anything like that. But the world should know, and by the world, I mean all those around us, people around us at school, at home, at church, in the community, and what have you. They should know that we're Christians by what they see in us, the way we behave, the way that we speak, the way that we react, and so on and so forth. Now, before I share the verse that I'm going to speak from today, I want to share some illustrations that I've experienced at home. There was a time when my daughters looked forward to going to Walmart and shop for school. Okay? Years ago, we would say, sometime around late July, early August, we would say, okay, we got to go to Walmart, start getting ready for school. And we would, buy new stuff. A lot of new stuff. And sometimes we would put it in layaway because with three girls, it was expensive. And they would be all excited, oh, we're going to Walmart, we're going to shop for clothes. Today, my wife and I cannot say we're going to Walmart to shop for clothes. You know why? Because Walmart to them is... Now school clothes has to come from Aeropostale, Hollister, American Eagle. I mean, do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, right? I mean, me? I mean, if it doesn't have a name in the front, it's not cool. If it doesn't say Hollister or American Eagle or Aeropostale or PacSun, I mean anything, any kind of brand name store out there, it's not cool. And MP3 players are not cool anymore. It's got to be an iPod. Okay? I remember my oldest daughter while she was, I think she was a junior, in high school, so it would have been 2005 rather, when for Christmas we got her a Philips MP3 player, and it cost $125. And I thought, oh man, she's going to be all excited about this, blah, 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 blah. Well, when she opened it, she showed a little bit of excitement because she didn't want mom and dad to be disappointed in her reaction, but what she wanted was an Apple iPod. You know what I mean? It had to be an iPod. You know, this MP3, that's not cool. Kids at school have iPods. And I say all that to say that we as Christians need to be very careful that we do not get caught up in the latest trends whereby we conform to this world, and the world or the people around us will not see us any different than those that don't go to church and are not believers. Do you follow what I'm saying, young people? Okay? I mean, we need to be very careful because the Bible makes it very clear that the Bible says, by their fruit you shall know them. In other words, by the things that we do, by the way that we speak, the things that we do, people will know that we are disciples of Christ, that we are Christians, that we are believers, that we have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Now, if I come in here with an Aeropostale t-shirt, you'll probably say, oh, he likes Aeropostale. I can't find anything at Aeropostale that fits me. I'm an old fat boy. There's nothing there that fits me. Okay, I would have to buy two t-shirts and put them together and then put it on. But anyway, so having said that, the point is that we need to be very careful. Now, name brand stuff is nice. People, it's okay. Like cars that we drive,
There's a difference between driving a top-of-the-line Toyota, a Camry, or an Avalon versus driving, say, a little accent Hyundai or something. You know, you could tell the difference. You know, one is a lot more expensive than the other. You know, and that's okay to show people that God has been good to us, right? That God has allowed us to be blessed and we give back to God and blah, 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 blah. But we need to be very careful, okay? And I say this to you young people because it is so easy to be caught up in school with this idea that I have to have name brand stuff and have parents, if they fall for that, spend so much money just so that you can come across as though you blend in with the world. Do you follow what I'm saying? Now, if you have your Bibles, I'm going to invite you to go to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. And I'm just going to look at one verse. But this one verse has so much in it that it will probably take me the next remaining time that I have to elaborate on this one verse. And that is verse 2. A lot of pastors, teachers will like to keep verses 1 and 2 together, but I'm going to separate them because I want to focus on verse 2. Although I will read verse 1, but I'm not preaching from verse 1, I'm preaching from verse 2. Verse 1 says, "Therefore I urge you, brothers," and the King James it says, "I beseech you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy, pleasing, and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship." Okay, now I want to look at verse 2. "Do not conform any longer..." Let me stop right there now, okay? When I stop, if you can look up, that would be great. So that way I can elaborate on this, break it down in sections, and move on. "Do not conform any longer." Do you know what that means? What Paul is saying, look, you already have a pattern of conforming in this way. He says, do not conform any longer. In other words, bring that conformity to a stop. And that goes for every single one of us. If there is something that we are doing that God looks upon and he frowns and he says, well, you know, I wish you were not doing that. What Paul is saying here is, do not conform any longer. Stop doing the things that you are doing. Just stop it. Okay? Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world. The world has a pattern. Most of the people out there in the world, not all, okay, so I'm going to be very careful how I say this, not all, but most of the people out in the world, non-Christians, people with no religion, no relationship with God, not that some have religion, but they don't have a relationship with God. Most people like that, not all, are out for themselves. How many of you saw the news the other day about a gentleman, and I believe it was Connecticut. Not that I believe. I know it was Connecticut because I remember seeing it. He was crossing the street. He got hit by a car. He flipped up, landed, I believe, on his head, and he would lay there on the ground, and cars kept driving by, and people on the street were walking by, and some stood to see him lay, and did nothing for him. Do you remember seeing that? It was on the news. It was on the news for like 2 days. And people were amazed that here's a man that just got hit by a car, and no one was doing anything to come to his assistance, to help him out. It took about, I don't know, they said like a minute, minute and a half. And you think that a minute and a half is not long. You may think it's not long, but when you're in pain, a minute and a half is a long time. And all it takes is seconds to call 911 and get something happening here. But people didn't even come up to him to see if he was all right. No one. You could see the video, the camera showed it. And that's because there are people out there that they're out for themselves. They don't care about what happens to other people. And Paul here is saying that we do not, he says, do not conform any longer to the pattern of, to the pattern of this world. This world has a pattern. We are to be different from this world. The world is out there trying to fetch for themselves and to do this for themselves, excluding God from anything and everything. And I don't need God for anything. I can take care of myself. Who needs to pray to God? Are you kidding me, they say? Who needs to read the Bible? Some people say, as Christians, we need to read the Bible, right? As Christians, we need to pray as well. Now, listen to what he goes on here to say. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So he says this. Do not conform yourselves anymore to the pattern of the world. But, okay, you have to transform your way of thinking. You have to transform yourself by the renewing of your mind. You got to start thinking new thoughts. You got to start thinking in a new way. Now, if I want to go out there and buy something from Aeropostale or anything like that for any of my daughters, if we're able to afford it, fine. We'll buy it. But so long as they don't, that the motive is right. Now, let me say this. Some of the clothes in these stores, their quality is good. They're expensive, but the quality itself is good. The stitching is good. The material is good. It's better. You pay a little bit more, but it's quality stuff versus something at Walmart where the prices are very inexpensive, but the material is not that good. Do you follow what I'm saying? So in other words, if you're going to buy something expensive, buy it with the motive that, hey, listen, I'm paying a little bit more, but the quality I'm getting is better. So the motive is different, not, oh, I want to buy me something that says Hollister because I want everybody to know that I can wear expensive stuff. Another thing that my daughter did, one of my daughters, I won't say who it is, even though they're not here. All my three daughters tend to be a little bit on the taller side, but one of them has big bones, okay? In other words, she's not as thin as my younger one, but anyway. So she says, Dad, for Christmas, I know what I want. You know, they give us lists. One of the things that she put on the list was a North Face jacket. You familiar with North Face? You know? So I said, well, okay, I'll look at this, you know? Now, my younger daughter, I could have gotten the same jacket for $90. My middle daughter, the same jacket was $170 because the highest size in the youth size did not fit her. Okay? So in other words, the extra large in youth was too small. So I bought it. Here's my mistake. I bought the one for $90 extra large in youth. It came in the mail. She tried it on. It didn't zip her. It was just big bone. And so I had to send it back and order a medium size in adults. The same jacket, same design, everything, was $170. It went up $80 just because you go from youth to adult. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, everything is, you know, the name brand stuff. And so then I'm wondering, where did she get the idea of a North Face? I never even heard of North Face. Do you know what I mean? I just thought, you know, you look to the north with your face and you're good, it's good enough. But until I went to pick her up at school one day, she was walking down the street to meet me, and the two girls walking with her, this was after Christmas, all three of them had the same jacket. The black one with the white thing, and I'm like, that's why she wanted a North Face jacket. Because her other two friends had a North Face jacket, and she wanted to fit in. You follow what I'm saying? And dumb dad, and I'm going to call myself stupid. I'll just go as far as saying dumb. I fell for it and got her that. You know what I mean? Now, the quality's good, but her motive for getting it was not as good as I would have liked. Her motive was like, I want to blend in with my other friends. And I've already talked to her about that at home, my wife and I. Be careful that you don't try to get everything that everybody else has just to blend in. And I want to share that with you as well. Don't ask your parents to get you this, that, and the other just because someone at school has it and you want to look cool. It's not about looking cool. It's about being cool in the eyes of God. Not being cool or looking cool in the eyes of your friends. Because when you need something real bad and your friends are not going to be there for you, God can't be there for you as long as you're cool in His eyes. You follow what I'm saying? Very important. Now let me move on with this. This is what else he says here. He says, then, once you transform yourself by the renewing of your mind, then you will be able to test and prove what God's will is. And I want to stop there. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is. Now, have your parents, let me ask you this question. Have your parents ever gave you an assignment before they left to go shopping or go do something, and they'll say, listen, I want you to do this, blah, 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 blah. Your dad and I, your father and I, your mother and I are going to go here, there, there. So this is what I want you to do. Well, an hour, half hour, an hour and a half goes by, and you forget what it is that your parents told you to do. Has that ever happened to anyone? Guys, no?
Every time I have told
you. Oh, yeah? You know, I mean, the problem with that is that you say, oh, man, mom and dad told me to do, and I can't remember what it was. And they're going to get home and it's not going to get done because I don't remember exactly. You know why? Because you weren't paying attention when they were telling you. Right? Guys, look up here. Oh, up here. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Okay, so you got, you what you have is that you, when they told you what to do, you weren't paying attention. That's why here in church, when Brother Tony or Brother Bobbington or myself are up here, and we look out there and we see that, you know, you guys are, you know, kind of like text messaging one another. No, I'm just kidding. They don't do that. Or just kind of like whatever. We're saying pay attention. Pay attention to what we're saying. You know why? Because God wants to give you a message. But you guys are like, you boys and girls, kind of like, I want to do your own thing. And then you say, what did he say? It's the same thing. But listen to what God is saying here in this text. God says, do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will know what God's will is. You need to know what God's will is. And here's the thing about God's will. Because he goes on to qualify it. Three things. He said, his good, his pleasing, and his perfect will. So this is one thing we know about God's will. It is good, it is pleasing, it is perfect. Now, here's the one thing I want you all to understand, okay? And you've heard me say this many, many a times before. God has a will for every single one of you. Let me ask you a question. How many of you know what God's will is for your life right now? Raise your hand. Okay, one. Anybody else? Does anybody? Don't tell me that you're too young. That doesn't work. Don't tell me that you're too young, because that's not true. That's an excuse. How many of you know what God's will is for your life? Anybody? Anyone? No? No takers? Okay. Do you want to share one or something? No?
Yeah. Well, basically, as a Christian, God clearly wants us to serve Him and to spread the gospel to others. Well, that is my mission.
That is pretty much a universal will of God for all believers. To go out and make disciples, right? He wants you to pray. He wants you to read the Bible. He wants you to share your testimony with others. He wants you to be a good witness. He wants you to be a light unto the world. He wants you to be the salt of the earth, right? Those are all God's will for you. The question is, how many of you are doing God's will? Here's another will of God. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. That's another will of God. How many of you are doing it? Let us submit to higher authorities. Those who are in authority over us. Sunday school teachers, pastors, leaders of the church, deacons, deaconesses. All those are leaders within the body of Christ. And we are to submit to them.
as well. When there is something that needs to be done and they're asking us, we need to, you know, within limits, be submissive to that as well. So we know that the will of God is good, it is pleasing, and it is perfect. Boy, I tell you, nothing like doing something that you know is good and pleasing and perfect in the eyes of God. Just like when you get a good grade in school and you know that how many of you are happy when your teacher comes to you and says, you did a very well job, you did a very good job with this project, you got an A. In fact, I'm going to give you an A+. How many of you feel good about that? Getting that, right? It makes you feel good to know that you did something that someone took notice of and appreciated that, and you get a sense of, well, that was, I'm glad she told me that. It makes me happy. She recognized, or he recognized, the quality of my work. We should take the same pride and the same happiness and joy when God gives us something to do and we do it well. So here's what I want to leave you with as I close. And even though it's early, so you got about 15 minutes to run around and destroy this place. Before the adults come. Anyway, so here's what I want to leave you with. When you go to school and you only have another 2 weeks or less than that, I think it's like no more like a week and a half before it's all over. Praise God, huh? But you're going to go back. How many of you are going from middle school to high school next year? One? Yeah? And the rest of you already in high school or still middle school?
Middle school.
Middle school, okay. You're going to high school. What high school are you going to?
North.
Good school. Good. Now you go to... No, you don't go to North, right? The two in the back?
Yeah.
Oh, you do go to North. Oh, okay. Yeah, my daughter graduated from North. It's a good school. They like North. She liked North more than Quincy. And then my middle girl, she's got her last year coming up at Central, and then she's going to North. North is a good school. Very good school. Huh?
Too many students there.
Where? At North?
North, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But so is Quincy, though. Quincy has even though they're going to get a new high school. Does anyone know if the two high schools are going to be combined or no? They're still going to be separated?
Yeah,
I don't know either. Okay, listen, when you go to the North next year, or those in the year one or 2 years, just be careful. Don't try to blend in with the other kids and try to mimic them. Be different. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind, because you want to please God, not your peers, okay? All right, guys? Let's pray. Father.